This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala sharafil anbiya'i wal mursaleen Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam tasliman kathiran kathira. From Mabadu, my brothers and sisters, we have the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which all of us know, which is the first hadith in Bukhari. It is also the first hadith in Riyadu Salihin of Imam An-Nawi rahmatullahi alayh. And that is the hadith narrated by Amir al-Mu'mineen, Abu Hafs, Umar ibn al-Khattab, radiallahu anhuma, radiallahu anhu, where he said that he heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, إِنَّمَا الْعَمَلُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ, where he said that the reward of the deed is based on the intention, and a person will have what he intended for. And then he further clarified and said that a person who makes hijrat for the sake of Allah and His Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, he will have the reward of hijrah for that purpose. And a person who makes hijrah, he emigrates for a worldly need or to marry a woman, then he will have, his hijrah will be for that purpose and not for the sake of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now obviously he is not prohibiting somebody from migrating for any halal purpose. It's not saying that this is haram, should not be done. But he's just putting it in place to say that the reward of the deed is based on the intention. I therefore remind myself and you to check our attitudes, especially our attitudes toward the teaching and learning of Islam. With what an attitude do we come to a class? Now, the reason I'm saying that is because, first of all, as we see today, many class of deen is almost always sparsely populated. Where this is not the case, alhamdulillah, it means that those people and community have understood the truth of life. But most of the time it is not. So there are sparsely populated, few people come. And then you have complaints about how this class was for too long, and it was, you know, should have been shortened and so forth. So I remind myself and you, let us look at this in the context of deen. Now, when you look at it in the context of the hadith which I mentioned to you, first question to ask yourself is, why am I attending this lecture or whatever it is, right? This session, this halaqa, this, class. Why am I attending that? Now, obviously, the within quotes right answer would be, I'm attending it to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to learn something about my religion, which I intend to practice. Now, if that is the intention, then why would you ask for that to be shortened? Because all the time that you spend in that class is counted as ibadah. It's counted as worship. We have the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where he said that when people gather for the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is a general statement, remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can be in many ways, when they are gathering together to read Quran, to study tafsir, to study a hadith, to talk about this, about Islam in different ways and how to apply it in their lives and so on. All of this comes under the title of dhikr of Allah, because we are doing it for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that when people are gathered that way, then there are malaika, there are troops of angels whose job is to search for such gatherings. And they go around the world, and when they find such a gathering, they surround those people and they fill the space, whatever room or hall or something they were in, they fill the space, and then they pile up one on top of the other until they reach the first heaven. So think about that when you are sitting there in the class and you look around and you find only a few people. Well, believe me, every space in that room is filled with malaika, with angels. And these angels bear witness to what is going on. And once the class is over, the session is over, the angels go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they report. And of course, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala already knows. And they say, Ya Rab, in such and such a place, these people were gathered and they were remembering you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Fazkuruni azkuruku. When you remember me, I remember you. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remember those people by name on his arsh. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, these people with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say to the angels, what did they want? And these malaika will say, Ya Rab, they wanted your rida, they wanted your jannah, and they wanted protection from jahannam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask them. And of course, all of these questions, Allah knows the answer already. The question is being asked to make that a witness in favor of the person. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, have they seen my Jannah? They say, the malaika will say, no, Ya Rab, they have not seen your Jannah. Allah says, if they had seen it, what would happen? Say, Ya Allah, they would want it even more. And then Allah would say, have they seen Jannah? He says, oh, Ya Rab, they have not seen Jannah. If they had seen it, what would happen? Ya Rab, they would have sought your protection even more. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that you are witness. I have forgiven them, I will give them what they wanted, and I will save them from what they wanted to be saved from. Then the malaika will say, Ya Rab, there was one man who was passing by, he just stopped for a while and then he went away. So he did not join from the beginning to the end, he just passed through. What about him? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, for him also the same. That is the barakah because of the people who are there. For the one who did not even stay for the full time, the same reward for him, which is forgiveness, Jannah, and protection from Jahannam. Now, therefore, the question I ask myself is that if I am demanding that a lesson, a class, a halaqa, a majlis of dhikr should be shortened, what am I asking to be shortened? Right? Please understand this thing. I mean, obviously, you might say, well, you know, I don't have time. Fantastic. If you don't have time, get up and go away. Right? This is the arrogance today of the society that we live in, where the fact that you do not have enough concentration ability, the fact that you have a very short attention span, the fact that you can't concentrate, in reality, that is a deficiency with you. That is a weakness of yours. So what must you do? You must work on that. You must work to improve your concentration. You must work to improve your attention span. Because believe it or not, time, this time, last time, previous years, this year's, future years, go talk to any psychologist you want. A long attention span, the ability to stay focused on one topic for a long period of time is the fundamental quality of any successful person. No one who has the attention span of a goldfish or a monkey succeeds in life. Right? You need to be able to focus on something and stay with it long enough for it to bear fruit. In every subject, take it. Any subject that you are studying, you have to be able to focus and stick with that, stay with it long enough. So now if I don't have that ability, then this is a weakness that I should work on. But no, today our arrogance is such that we say, no. My lack of focus, my lack of ability to focus, my lack of ability to hold, to be able to concentrate, my short attention span is the norm, that is normal. The fault lies with the teacher. The fault lies with the alim. The fault lies with the qari who is reciting Quran. Shorten that. Change yourself to suit my like. This is the core of woke philosophy. Right? Me and me. And what I want is supreme. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called this shirk. Allah said, أَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَٰهَهُ هَوَىٰ أَفَأَنْتَ تَكُونُ عَلَيْهِ وَكِيلًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Furqan, Ya Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, have you seen those who have made their desires into their God, into an object, their object of worship, إِلَٰهَهُ هَوَىٰ, their hawa, their desire, is their ilah. So what is the meaning of that? it is shirk. And not only that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they said, Afa anta takunu alayhim wakila? Are you going to make sifarish for these people? Are you going to make shafaat for these people? Are you going to recommend these people? Are you going to say, forgive these people? Now, the tone of that means, do not do that. Do not make shafaat for these people. Do not say, forgive these people. My brothers and sisters, I'm quoting Quran for you. Go look it up. All right? So, my point is, do yourself a favor. Don't get on the wrong side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do yourself a favor. If you have a short attention span, do two things. One, try to focus on it and try to improve that, because that's a very major, severe deficiency which will destroy your life, which will be the biggest impediment to your success in life in every way. So work on it. Number two, if you are sitting in a halaqa, if you are sitting in a lecture, alhamdulillah, thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that. And when it gets to the point where you have to leave, quietly get up and leave. Right? No problem, alhamdulillah. Quietly get up and leave, because at the end of that, it's nafil. But believe me, every single nafil ibadah, every single nafil good deed on the day of judgment, one of them will be the difference between Jannah and Jahannam. That good deed on your scale has the potential to take you to Jannah. I make dua, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all these good deeds and help us to get into Jannah. This is the beauty of this deep. And all you have to do is sit. Think about that. It is the teacher who's making all the effort. He or she is the one who's doing the research. He or she is the one who's then thinking about how best to present it. He or she is the one who's made dua so that it should get into people's hearts. He and she is the one who's making salah, who's crying before Allah, and so forth. You don't know any of that. And then when they come with this, with the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with the words of His Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with this intention that they should do good for everybody, right? You stop them. You say, go. Finish it. Cut it short. Inna lillahi wa inna ilaihi raji'un. But then interestingly, you would not say that to somebody who is, or rather you will not say cut it short when you are watching a soccer match or a football match or whatever match you watch. Even though you know and I know, right, that not even in your dream will you ever become a professional footballer or basketballer or whatnot and make millions. But because it is fun. So the question to ask is not why is football fun, or watching football fun. The question to ask is why is the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deen not fun? Why is listening to the Quran not fun? Why is reflecting on the Quran and the Sunnah and the Seerah and the Ahadith, why is this not fun? This is what we need to ask ourselves. So I remind myself and you, let us get serious with our lives. Let us not destroy ourselves by trashing the ni'mat that Allah has given us. If Allah gave you the ni'mat of His kalam and the teachings of His Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam being brought to you and presented to you free of cost in a beautiful masjid, you are sitting there on a nice carpet in, you know, air-conditioned or heated environment, as the case might be, and the teacher has done all the work and so on. So all you need to do is sit and listen. And if you want to trash that, please believe me, a day will come when you will regret that so much, so much, so much. I'm not joking. Don't do that to yourself. Do not do that to yourself. وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ نَبِيِّ الْكَرِيمِ وَعَلَىٰ آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ بِرَحْمَتِكَ يَا رَبَّ الْعَالَمِينَ